Shir Mem in Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva, Yod Gimel Sivan Heitov, Shir Mem Hei, June 2nd, 1985, continued.
What does it mean to hold it? Now, I mentioned more than once the Shiras HaRambam, that everything, every aloha that is used for the Minhag Shatil in Bereshit Ben. For the Minhag Shatil in Bereshit Ben. So, has it been of the rest? It's not just a question, you know, of nomenclature, of calling. You call it whatever you want. No, of the deed. It has been of the same. Doesn't mean has to show it that Yushi Kesef is mommy to receive has to show it. The Rambam is made it that he can be sure of the king with ashes to the king. And there is somebody who can come with her so that those high priests has to show him to see Rambam. The Rambam will call it Rambam. The Rambam calls it. The Rambam calls it. But there are two types of university. There are university like Europe, where there are homes, one second. And there's another type of university, which is the right thing. But the same thing the Chachomim did use for the mini chapter university. So it's not just a question. So Rosh Rambam is in the Sishes. But Kesef, we didn't tell with the same thing, we didn't tell. In other words, you shouldn't have to show anything, it's not with the same. But it doesn't mean just the name calls it the same thing. No, there are two categories of the Isis. There is one category of the Isis, as Rambam explained it in the Sikh, which are implicit in the traditional court. And there is another category of the ISIS, which is also much more Islamic court. But it's not implicit in the traditional court, but it is Rashi, in the Drosh, in the office. In the office. And there is nothing. I know too much between the ISIS that are implicit in the traditional court and the ISIS that are implicit in the Rashi. In regard to evil life, the mystery is well shown. So the Rambam says, if somebody takes his way to eat because I is in the way, it's his way shop, it's my car, it's his way shop, it's high mark, it's my shop, he takes his way to eat, hot it as I is in the way, even though hot is here, it does not draw. So the shwe is how, it's not his way shop, it's how. And he has to get a Torah from that issue. So the Rambam explained why, but what is shield does not hold the customer. So the answer is because it's not important. It's deduced for the Minish of the universe called. So it's not just a question of nomenclature, of calling the names. No, it's a separate category of the race. Then another rapture between the vices that are implicit in the tradition and the vices that are implicit in the Rashi, as we said, is in regard to mutation shame or misery. If women are accustomed not to be basic in Hero Akedesh, Arab Kippur, so we shouldn't make an issue of it. But if Hasashon women would be accustomed to eat Amin Kippur itself, so we have to make this happen. So the Shem said, why? Because the deal of things is not important. So it is used for the offices. It's not written explicitly in the Torah. The listeners of Yisrael, the Yisrael of Hiddish, the Erev, Badera, Tidru, Shabbatchan, the Yisrael of Hiddish, the Sam, so I'm the Kassir, the Sam, it's much more Islamic. But So without some familiarize, that is not mentioned in the tradition we call. So we say Nidashi and Shaving or not in the Nidashi, but let's say something that is written here at all, Sunday Nisi Leila, Saudi Akhmed Sunday Tool. He said, and through the scandal, we will be able to stop it. Because even by making the scandal, we won't be able to stop it. So then there's a lot of Shishim Shalim Adolah Nishma, Kahmi Tushalim Adolah Shem Nishma. So that nothing is. So apparently, the Shita of Nadi is similar to the Shita of Ram. But one difference, according to the Rambam, so all the alohas that are implicit, not in the tradition, but through the Mishapir version, they have been of the same thing. According to the Mari, Kalchema has been implicit, because all of them don't ask, even though it's also Mashmoy Samitwa, but since it's all of them don't ask me, it doesn't have to be based upon the whole of which we see now. So the melee, it's a special category. Machine is a shogel, it has to be based upon the whole mission of Sinai. And even Chachma Kabore, without the Kabore, this person, that person, have to be deduced one from the other through a shogel. So the melee is considered like Shudish Omega. So it's like the device that is implicit in the tradition. The tradition. Remember, when we want to discuss the Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam says that the Rishikesim will be the same. So the Chachma Luni inquired him, right? Then the Philip Skile and the Shishish, who became Kodeshes with the Rishikesim. And then another kasha that the Chachma Luni inquired the Rambam, why did the Rambam say that Bia and the Shtar of the Reis began? But Kese didn't take over, but he was one of Mishlein and Bia of Bola. It was Bala, so it's mentioned explicitly. So the Rambam in God, the first question, the first query, the Rambam says in the truth of Rachel Liu, was anything that he produced the Yiddish film Rashid Kerem is not a rice. It doesn't mean Chachma Shalom at the rice. It's not the same level of the rice as those halachas that are implicit in the film. But then the other query, he says, it's a very good query. But the reason is why he designated Dushi Shtar, the Eisen Manish, like Dushi Dir. You know what he said? Because of the Mole. Because of the Mole, that test, I'm going to turn to the Mole, that test. It would be, I'll just run away. Just to the test. No, 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 Rabbi, Rabbi, Chanan, Makor, יום הכל בולס בל, מולם ישנס לבל דדילה, אולו חבזי רב בוי רב ומשלוקת שכביכם קודו ששון הרב לבואלו, מלם אישית ריבי, אם יוסלם נען כאן לבואו כמה שלון, מצלו רבנו למאמו, אם כנער עמוס אמרך לו לבסקילה, איך הם משכח עשו, סנן וורדס, according to Rabbi Chanan, we couldn't learn it out that B is gaining because of Baal. Because I could say, if not for the process of Biula's Baal, I could say that Baal means Adun Kadi Zodam. Master Rabbi Mamu, Dinara Mosam Ahem, still in Shazo. He died with the boy of Bully, he died with the little boy, like Rumu. הוא רבון כאן דבי משכחת לו, כי שבו לא אור שלו יתדעו. זאת אומרת, בי עד כאן הוא תדעו רבון על האחיר, אבל באו דו חכם בו שבידעו בו, סבו לו, מה היא תתעני בו, אם לא שבו די נפסו, כולו מסכיר. חבר אם אני, לא מי שיצחו את מלכם, אומר רב נחם בי יצור, משכחת לו, כי שקיד של משטר, והוא בגינו מייצי, גינו מייצ. So, in other words, because Rabbi Yechanan doesn't learn out, you should be it from Mubal, but only from Bula's Baal. But without the Pasuk of Bula's Baal, I wouldn't know that there is such a thing as you should be it. But why couldn't I know on the basis of the Pasuk of Baal? Because I could say, if the Torah didn't write Bula's Baal, I could say that Baal means the Kaddish Vodabo. So then the boy asks, can he hold the boy? So Nara, how can Nara Mosa visualize? Monisha. So the mother says, it could be visualized in the case of Kitcha Bishta. Of Kitcha Bishta. So the Mele, she's not the Mulo. Not the Mulo. Now, and she's still a psula, and not a mosa. So then the skill and not the chemist. Amam says, the more here says, ki kitcha mishta, the more doesn't say, ki kitcha kitcha mishta. So it's a raya that dushi shta is the raya semamish. Like me. But kesef not. Because if Dushi Shtar would also be like Kesef, so the Gemara could have said, can she teach up Shtar or Kesef? Why did the Gemara say, can she teach up Shtar? But that is the out who said just as Kesef is the out. Well, but that's very strange. It's very strange. But this is out who Chasson, the Rambam doesn't mean that Kesef is Rambam. The Rambam says the fair is in detail, there's a clear skill. But it's a special category of devices, because it's not implicit in the traditional meter. So Hekesh is not implicit in the traditional meter either. What the pshat? I didn't discuss it, because I was waiting for this question. I mean, no one says that. But I thought of something, you know. We say every day, we say, the Braisa from Ishmael, the Yudim Yiddish Atem Yudashim. I mean, the clothing of the Yiddish Atem Yudashim Ben is a field by itself. It's a field by itself. I mean, it's so extensive. There's so many clothing on it. So, the Shishin Kun is a practicing. Discusses all these things. But if you go through the English Atel Rashi's book, if you find Hekesh there, Hekesh is not there. And I'm sure they have a chimer, Chalprav, holding us, Hekesh is not there. What's about Hekesh? And the Shmuel says to the English, Shatel Rashi's book. So why didn't you teach it? So naturally, the high rate of the understanding of the devices of the understanding, they don't mean it. So as the question, from which you should come in as the question. And they all give one text. What is the text? guarantees that when Rabbi Shmuel enumerates Seira Shaveh, so Hekish is also included. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. I will read it to you. Hekish is Hekish and Seira Shaveh. Seira Shaveh means you find the same word here and there. And Hekish means there is a juxtaposition, there is a smichus. Makish Abayim is here. What's the equation between what Shane said? We can't ask any questions. But I think that the Rambam will be the Rambam will be. Now, there is also a price of the Blessed of Nation of Israel. You'll find it in the Norris Brochets. So you'll find it. So the price of Rabbi Shmuel and the price of the Blessed of Nishon Yisrael. The price of the Blessed of Nishon Yisrael, instead of saying the beginning minutes are fairly precious, so says not the beginning minutes are fairly precious, but one brings it. And to find certain minutes in the price of the Blessed of Nishon Yisrael that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and vice versa, you find Yiddish in the price of Rabbi Shmuel that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Mishael Zagwin, and you find in the revelation of Mishael that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. So again, Rabbi Mishael Zagwin raises that question. So he says, the leaders of the Blessed of Nation in Sakhmini are not leaders. They are techniques. Techniques rules how to interpret the Torah. How to interpret the Torah. For example, one of the leaders is that in Vin and Ksuvi, not Torah, but in Vin and Ksuvi, are leaders in Moshe. In Ayi, how in Awad, Shinema, Holei chol kuoi tim nimshe halei nara. By Hidei, the Moshe. So, doesn't mean it's not to be understood in Judea. It means it's a metaphor. The 18 is a metaphor. It represents the shrokhim. Not the trees and the congregation. Assembly. But the shrokhim assembly. Now, this is not something that is muscle of Rahman. Every Jew or Jewess who studies Nach and comes to that parashah, that period in Shevi, Olei Chol Poet in Shamra, has to interpret it metaphorically, allegorically, not literally. So it's not Midas in the sense of Yalkuzes that are Moshe to Tanoim Amoroim Chachma Kavoy and not to anyone else. Yer Yishayi, even if it's Al-Kaibur, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rambam. But it's Moshe to everybody. He said, Kalachina is mentioned in the Raisa from Shmuel and Kalachina is mentioned in the Raisa of the Bernard Rabbi. I mentioned that several times. There are two types of Kalachina. There's a Kalachina of logic. Kalachina of logic, that's logic. So every student of Torah so can apply it if it's based upon logic. But hey, the Kalachina of Yalkuset, that's muscle to Chachma Maseira. It's a Kalachina of Nai, Rabbi Shmuel says, so he mentions Vio Yorik Yorik of Nero. I'm the Soviet Shiva's Yam. The Soviet Shiva's Yam. It's not for Allah. Vio is the Soviet Shiva's Yam. When the Ben Shom is lazy, they are lazy. They are lazy. But that's the Kalachim of the office. And that's most of the Chachme Hakabore. It's most of Chachme Hakabore. So Mele, the Rambam would say that there is a basic distinction between the beginning of the Shafir Rashid like Arochina or Zereshove, even though Zereshove is even only Atzme, it has to be based on like a whole mission Sinai. But it's still not in Torah at all. It's not like implicit in the tradition. And in Hekish, the fact that it's deduced through Hekish makes it on the same level as if it is implicit in the tradition. Because the fact, well, first, of course, we know that the Torah is Midrash through Sniros. Of course, that too is more so to the Tanoim and the Namoi, not us. But once the Chachmei HaGadol have discovered the significance and the remes of this juxtaposition between one parsha and another, between one parsha and another, so that's considered as if it had been explicitly mentioned. So, Dushisha is used to the Hekesh of Yotzel Hoytzel. So that's considered like the Reise Gomo. Reise Gomo. And what Dushisha is there, so Mechate is there. So he mentioned this right. Because the Mora here says, how do we visualize Nara Moso? One of the Dushisha who should be it. So then she's not Ipsura, so she's Ibula. So the Gemara says, in the case of Dushishta, like the Gemara says in the case of Jesus, there's a few skillet. I mean, there is a few skillet from the also, but the Gemara wanted to mention, is the Raitse Gomo, not, there are two levels of the Raitse. The Raitse that are implicit in the Shishonko, and the Raitse that are implicit in the English, to the English of the Russian there. So, the Lord wanted to visualize it in the connection with something that the Raitse Gomo. The Raitse Gomo. So later the Lord mentioned the Shishan, there's a cat in the series. So in other words, there is a similarity in the Sheikh Saramba and the Sheikh of the Marid. But the Marid distinguishes between Kalachim and Zereshove. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Kalachim and Zereshove. And according to the Rambam, so Kalachim and Zereshove and all the Pantaklaw, you see all these Roshes, the Midas, and the Brisa, which we'll mention, are on the same level. The same level. But Hekesh, from Shmuel doesn't mention, because that's of a higher level. Higher level in the sense, I don't mean Chassid Shalom higher. But I mean higher level in the sense that's considered like the Raise of that is implicit in the tradition. So it is similar to the Shike of the Mari, but the Mari considers Zereshove also the equivalent of being explicit or implicit in the tradition, because it's based on a Kabbalah Mishne Sinai. And according to the Rambam, no, Zereshove and Kawachimera, Zereshove is like Kawachimera and all part of law. Even though Zereshove requires a Kabbalah Mishne Sinai, it's not considered the equivalent of the tradition. Mashiach in Hekesh, which is grounded in the smirus of one process to the other, that's considered like explicit or implicit in the tradition. Mantane di poli tali di rebe, di rabbi, di sire. ومن كان فاضل غبي غبي ساعدوه غبا كده يطوي قال إذا كاشس بيعمل دين قال إذا خاطي يجلس غبي learns out from the posse in the boil the ele. The ele will need out. The need out the shakes. The trinkel akum is not yet in the shakes. But from this agur and rabakita they are here because they learn out another roshe from the boil the ele. But, so they don't have any xeros akosu, the trinkel akum is not yet in the shakes. Some ele they are yet in the shakes. Yeah, what's Rabbi Sadu? Rabbi Sadu, he can do. We go to Bele. We go to Bele, we also have a little who want to be made. So, before, the Torah says, "Oy day day, when the Yigalenu Mishapsol Mishpati Galenu Yisibayonu Yiga." And then the Torah says, "When the Yigalenu Bele, the Yotzer Mishachayilu Hu Bono Bid." Oy Goy Bele Rabbi Tanilei Mei Bele Lishicho Lishoko Lishibu. So according to Rabbi Tanilei, if you call every next of kin readings. The Evidibri Anikalakum, then the Evidibri Anikalakum goes through the country of the Chayim Bomo. But suppose this stranger, Madikore, not next of kin, redeems him from the Akum, so then he becomes the master of the heretofore Eved of the Akum. The Eile. Tani Lim Goyo Beile, Rabbi Yisene, Beile Lishicho, Bishoko Lishibu, Rabakine Imeya, he says just the reverse. Beile Lishibu, Bishoko Lishicho, just the reverse. That when the next of king redeems the Eved from the Akum, so when the next of king, then the next of kin becomes the master. But if his stranger redeems, then he goes out with all together. My time is Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, who says the Lili Shicho, if it's Nigal of the trading, so he goes free. No Lemeshah. But if his stranger redeems, so then he becomes the master of the earth. Omako in Goyo Bele Elobiache Vyotso Vishasayve. Because what's the pshat of us? In Goyo Bele, he will not be redeemed by trading, but by strangers. So then he has to serve whom? The stranger who redeemed him until the evil year. Rabbi Kibbe, he explains the passage in Goyel Elobeile of the trading. So then the Yotzei Shasayim. But if the Goyel is by strangers, then he goes out free altogether. He doesn't have to wait till the Shasayim. Now, here, we have two Yotzeis. One Yotzei is Rabbi Yisagur. But that's Kirsi strange. Then it says on the margin, Yusra Cheres, the Rabaki. That is not strange. That's very similar. The Rabaki, so let's go over it. According to the Kirsi that is mentioned on the margin, the Rabaki, the Elobelitzi. The question is, the Rabaki, it's Kashi against Rabaki. How does Rabaki explain the first? In Rigoyo Deir. Viyot Sabishasayim Ruhu Bonafide, Dimui Goyle Abayle. But the Torah says, Dimui Goyle Bayle. And Bayle means Deidim Ben Deide. What was mentioned in the previous psukim, the previous verse, Deidim Ben Deide. So how can you explain it? The Dimui Goyle Abayle, but the Torah doesn't say Dimui Goyle Abayle. The Torah says, Dimui Goyle Bayle, not Elabayle. There's the Gemara Kasha and Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the Gemara is reading the Kasha against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you are difficult. Mide, elevated, see. How can you explain it? Elevated, when the Torah says, when we go there. So in other words, the interpretation made by Rabbi Akiva seems to be the reasonable interpretation of the expression, when we go there. So the pshat is the Rabbi Akiva. It's difficult. Midi elevelitzi, elevai kohen. The day they will be made in the land of the Zegulas Kaidim. Oy sigo yo de Zegulas Atzme. The Nigal Zugulas Acheirim. Rabbi Yisi Adil Tzoba. So in the previous passage, so three gules are mentioned. One gule by the exarchim, David ben Deide. The other gule by himself, the Ebed, and the Ebed himself gives money to release him. And the Nigal is reference to gule by Acher. So case Abdul Savana, one thing is clear. When the Ebed himself gives the money, then he is Acher. No one is going to become his master when he gives the money. Then he will work for himself. That means he'll be the chayyim, he'll be Israel. The question is, how about David and David who are slaving or the nigal? David and David are enemies, Is that involved shibut? Or chayyim. So, Gesi Adil Tzoba, Mikro Midrash Lifono. Now, the Gulas Chayyim is mentioned the first day. And Gulas Atzmei is mentioned the middle. And Gulas Achayim is mentioned the dead. So, Gesi Adil Tzoba says that Gulas Atzmei, who is the Mlamei, because there we know that he hates Rachel, is Milame and the expression that is written above Lifono. So just as Gulas Hatzme means Chayus Mamesh, so Gulas Chayim that is written above Lifono also means Chayus Mamesh. Mashayim ki Gulas Chayim. So, he's not lomit from Gursatz. Only the Lifonov is lomit from Gursatz. But the Leachov is not lomit from Gursatz. That's Rabbi Yisagun. Shodi Gulas Chayim a Gursatzme. That Gursatzme is milamit and Gurs Chayim. Ma Gursat Mishichu, a Gurs Chayim Mishichu. Mashim Kein Lachivov is not milamit. So that's a Shibut. ורקים עיני המיקרון ידש לאחו, שלגוזכים אגו עצמי, וגוזכים שיר אגו דרכים משיחו, מה שאין כאילו הספרים, סודר איזה שיבות נרצי דרשם. ויוצא משנסה יאיבל, מאיסי אחר שיקולום, וחוב עם הומה, גואלי שיר, Chocolodon, Mishtabegley. The Nigal's Gulas Achelin, the Netrosh Colombian soil, Gayalay, Yadid, Hobbin, the Hobbin Yachlakimolo, or the Hobbin Tahajadina, but in Dabe. Again, she saw a Mikronitas in Fono. Gulas Hasne Pitolon, Dabin Shiho, the Lamedis Al Chocolate. The Rabbi Yisim Lameres, Rav Glas Kreinim, Shiri Paneo, ומקווה נדרש ללמד נדרש, ללמד על שליפונו והכוסו ומיילו ממנו, שבסכים הגולס עצמי, והממן שמנת על שליפונו, וכגולסכים לא נדעי מגולס עצמי הקשור האחר, אולי אנחנו הקשור למטה ממנו, וכגולס עצמי המדע על אחר, עלמא לא מוד גולס אחר, גולס עצמי. היא הוכה, והיא לא מוריד. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Aguilar and Rabbi Akiva, so we dash from there, a certain question. So in other words, Be'ile implies this is the chaos, but other gule is the shit. The question is whether it means Be'ile as reference to gulas chaim or it's reference to gulas achir. But the Be'ile is mentioned in order to advise us the certain gules affect chilus mamesh and certain gules affect not chilus mamesh but chilus from the akum and chibut by the one who is here. Sorry. But if you say the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Aguilar and Rabbi Akiva is on the question whether shalom lefonov shalom l'achov, so the Torah didn't have to say they were all together. The Torah should say, "Vim lo yigoel." The Torah should say, "Vim lo yigoel." V'yotzo mishasayeyel. Who bonavine? And then Rabbi Yisrael would say, "Mikonida shlifono." So mele the gulas atzme, which is mentioned in the middle, in prosecuting test, is lamei al shlifono, and the problem of the king is lamei lachov. So why does the Torah have to say Be'ile? Yoch Be'ile Omri. So why is the Torah? Ila Be'ile Hava Mine Mikro Nidrash Be'ile Fono Be'ile Acho V'hake L'shichu. No, the Torah has to say Be'ile Goy Be'ile. Because if the Torah had said, "Vilay boy, v'yotza mishatayevu v'ravimei," I would say, "Mikol nidrash l'fon avula." So both from this Aguilar and Kavakir would say that regardless whether the gula is made by next of kin or by strange people, by the Cheki, so he's yetzir l'cheyos gom. He's yetzir l'cheyos gom. Now the Torah says, Well, Be'ile, so that emphasizes that only Be'ile, so then he has to serve until the age. But if the Guru is made others than Be'ile, so then it's not, then he's Yisrael Cheres Gomo, because he didn't have to serve until the age. You are the one who said you were from Lacho Bako Yishicho. Oh, now the Rashi. Haba mine, haba hashli chzidele, lema shi yishchu, bine ila lachere, lema kid yisle, lema kid yisle. So, you know, I saw the kashe, yoche, odokushe liduchte, against Rabbi Akiva. So how does Rabbi Akiva say that the pshat in Be'ile is Elo Be'ile? The Torah doesn't say Elo Be'ile. The Torah says, we go to Be'ile, not Elo Be'ile. Elo Bisvoi Kondi. Now let's see the Rashi. Iyo has a down in the Sefer Nefilah. Of course, the little word, we should look at the Kibbutz Mishnah Shivu. In the Yom Tzah Mishnah Sayyid, who are trading, the Torah doesn't say even the Goyi Lava Beile, and the Goyi Lava Beile, Elo Bistor Kamehdes. Yadim Siyadu Yisaba, Yistabre, Dula Sachere, Yishivu. Diyamot Yishichu, Havelim Yedu Yitar Tarek. So Rabbi Yitzhak on the basis of Svora says that Gulas Achirin has to be Rishivu. The Achirin who are giving money to the Akum to release them from the Akum, they deserve to be Mishtabet in there until the Eilu. Why? Because if you be to the Achirin, so then they will not be induced to pay money. Why should they pay money? I mean, they are not such high-priests to pay money. It's a lot of money. So in order to supply inducement to strange people, so that they would be willing to pay money in order to release the enemy from the Akron, so it was necessary for the Torah to give them shibut in the area. Then they'll become loose. They'll become motivated in doing it. So they'll spend a lot of money. That's a big machine in the next of kin. They are devoted to their relative anyway. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to supply an inducement to them. A minimal power to it. The Ravakit Sabah. Mistabre, Kulasfein, Shibut, Diamat, Shichu, Kogime, Vieime, Ozum, Azbinapshei. It's Mistabre that when craving give money, so then they should have the right to Mishabre. Because if they wouldn't have the right, now if he is not such a wonderful person that I read, so we'll exploit the devotion of his relatives and will constantly sell himself to the hobby and then relying on the devotion of his relatives, of his next of kin. So in order to preclude this kind of exploitation, so the Torah said that if the next of kin redeems him, then he is entitled to be established in him until the end. Alright, now the Rashi. That would be smart, please. Kalima Ipsho and I be like Hidden Koye, Alko Hokshin Yos Vishatayimbo, Achirin Ishtan. That would be smart, please. Like a Misagri, that would be smart, please. I hide the Ilak Hidden Koye, we are Hidden Koye. Do Achirin Name by Luke Hokshin. Now, so both, now we're only saying that both, Rabbi Yitzhak Levi, and Rav Akiva explain the possible, bin Migoyel Beile, Mamish, Kimashmoy, not bin Migoyel El Beile. And the Torah says, do we go to Bele, not El Bele? But the question is, what kind, to whom does Ele refer? If he will not be redeemed by them, then the pronoun, who is them? Now, in the previous passage, two kinds of parties are mentioned. Three kinds of parties, all right, but one, he certainly one is Gulas Atzmus, but the other two parties, so is craving or strangers. So alien by them has reference to the craving or to the strangers. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Sa'adili and Rabbi. So Rabbi Sa'adili holds alien the pronoun alien, then it will not be given by them. then refers to the next of kin. So then, in other words, he will not be written by the next of kin, but by whom? By strangers. Then he will serve until the then the pronoun elect, then his reference to the stranger. It will not be redeemed by the strangers, but by whom? But by the next of kin. Then he left to serve until the elect. But both, Abitzi Aguili and Rabakibe, Darshan the posse of the posse of Ubu Bele in the sense, Ubu. How about the Gyosa that is mentioned in our text? The Rabbi Saguri, Mide Elevelitsi. So it seems very strange. It involves Kashi. So I think, I think that according to the Gyosa in our text, not the Rabbi Kibbe, Mide Elevelitsi. Then it's more. But the Rabbi Saguri, Mide Elevelitsi. So it's not that the Gemara is asking the Kasha. But like the Rosh Hashanah Vidoch, what does it mean? The Gemara is asking the Kasha. Vidoch. But the Gemara means the Vidoch, the Arakan, the Blazer, the Tamar. What does he say? So here too, not the Rabbi Saguri. If we are doing this with Rabbi Kibbe, then the Gemara, the Makshin is directing his kasha against Rabbi Akiva. But if we are Gilis or Gilis Aguri, so the Makshin, the Gemara, is not directing, addressing himself against Rabbi Aguri. But he says, the Rabbi Aguri, what does Rabbi Aguri say? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Aguri is answering Rabbi Akiva, Mide Elevelitsi. In other words, not that Mide Elevelitsi, according to the Gilsa, the Rabbi Akiva, so Mide Elevelitsi is the expression used by the Gemara, the Match. But according to the Gilsa, the Rabbi Akiva, so it's not the Match who says Mide Elevelitsi, but Rabbi Akiva, that's a quotation from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Saguri, what does he say? Mide Elevelitsi. Not the Makshin saying it, but Rabbi Saguri is saying it to Rabbi Akiva. How do you say Elevelitsi? Mide Elevelitsi. Rabbi Saguri himself is saying Elevelitsi. Of course, Pashas HaLoshim is better, according to the Gyosa of Rabbi Akiva. So then, is the Loshim of the match. But according to Gilson Rabbi Saguri, Sigmar says, to Rabbi Saguri, what does Rabbi Saguri say to Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Saguri's response to Rabbi Akiva's interpretation of Mibur Abel? So Gimor gives the Teretz. Mid Alabayoksi, Rabbi Saguri says to Rabbi Akiva, is it written Alabayle? It's written Daile. Not Alabayle. All right, now, let's see the thesis. Uma mishin yidal beyle yitzi mishayish. Vinti masur akuz yachia. Shidal beyle yidal mishayish. Atani yobin yichal yuchobin, vachnam yikamon, obidichol chenev, vissod, misal lehebe. nicht. Ich meine, wenn ich nicht mal so das Rennete in die Sonne, machen jede die Schäfte und dann kommen Schäfte in die Sonne, auch die Dienung Schäfte, die Schäfte, das ist du es, Prinz. All of this is complicated. The Rabbeisi, very complicated. The Rabbeisi are really nide elevachatzi, so there's not a deal. You see, so far we have seen two deals. And one is the Rabbeisi are really nide elevachatzi, and the other deal, which is the smooth deal, that is written on the margin, the Rabbeisi nide elevachatzi. But there is a third deal. The Rabbeisi are really, the Gemara is asking the kasha against Rabbi Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael, really? You are different from Rabbi Yisrael. Mide ala b'achatzi. It's strange, because kashas haloshim is the Gemara b'hile ala b'achat. I mean, that's the literal contention. Rabbi Yisrael, mide ala b'achatzi. In other words, the demakshim is directly addressing himself against Rabbi Yisagiri. How do you, Rabbi Yisagiri, say, you go to Baal El Abachar? Is it written El Abachar? But that's difficult. Neither the Lego also. He passed the call. What is the more you want from Rabbi Yisagiri? They, he must come and when he talks it, Hai Kashi, Baal Rabbi Yisagiri, Baal Rabbi Yisagiri, Baal Rabbi Yisagiri. Because according to the open text of the Gemara, so both of these Agur and Rabakite say, the Goyo Beile, but by somebody else. But the question is, who is Beile? So according to this Agur, in the Goyo Beile, Elodacha means, in the Goyo Betrayed, in the Lord Betrayed. And Rabakite, in the Goyo Beile means, in the Goyo Betrayed, in the Lord Betrayed. So the Rashon Shabbat is, according to the Maskon of Gemara, that Ben, Rabbi Yisagiri, Ben Rabbi Akiva, they both interpret the Goyal Beile in the sense of the Goyal Beile Elobach. But according to Rabbi Yisagiri, it means the Goyal Beile betraying Elob Yerchaiki, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Goyal Beile betraying Elob Yerchaiki. But it means, the final analysis, Elobach. So you can still have the same kasha, media lebachatzi, but it's no kasha, because that's the prima shmoyet. So, what is the mores? Or it's from the kasha, nire l'aram, yohakush, media lebachatzi, ki di vay rekwal olam kredi, minole l'aregi se aguri, di bishok olam yishivu, diom lo kredi ni motel nifrake, avu achir ni motel nifrake, A few in Shibu. So maybe the chat in the party, if you go to Baile, if he is not in the Odi training, then he has to serve the Akum till the end. He has to serve the Akum until the end. And anybody other than the training cannot redeem, period. The pronoun, it will not be redeemed by them. Who is that? The craving. The rapakiri soba, beile, lachirin, the rechirin. The shabbin bow, in this rapakiri dai beile. Ilachiri, ulishichu, here come a little rabbitini, beile, ishibut, abra, behavu, neima, beile, haina, achiri, ishichu. Ishrima, ulu, rabbi, zagiri, koma, kuna, masha, at the core, beile, lani, kreiri, ishibut. Right. You have it. Now you mark. Now. So you go in the morning. Off. Omar Afriye Barabe. Omar Abhikaren. Zudi Rabi Seaguri Rabaki. Abo. Kahomi Mimri. Hakirishi. So, in other words, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Sagui and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Sagui says that if trading with him, so then it's a chaos on. If the chaking with him, they become the masters of them. And Rabbi Akiva says the reverse. If the chaking with him, so then it's a chaos on. And if trading with him, then they become the masters. They become the masters. The masters. So, that's how we say, we're going to do. But Rahamim say, regardless who is the redeemer, whether Chayim or Chayim, or Chayim or Chayos, but among Rahamim Rabbi, he mostly lied to Abel with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. The veil of the Nidal, the Nidal, the shapes, if Nikal Akhmi is not able to be shapes. Mele, they hold, and the Mikro Nidrash Bele from a Bele Akhmi. So it's easy for him to go, regardless whether the Rebuna is the Korek or the Rochet. The Rebbe, Hai the Yotza Mishnatayei Veil, Hai the Lei, Hai the Yotza Mishnatayei Veil, Mai, of the Lei. Now, Rebbe learns out from the goyel beile, the goyel beile, so beile unigal, the unigal bishayich. So, what was he? So, the yotze bishata yeve, my own way. Now, so Tesis says, the Rebbe had to read my own way, boil in my own way. So we boil in shayich, in the hadim, hold in the yeve. El hoche boy, a minor of Mishnah Sayyidil, will exceed the Korachin as Mishnah Sayyidil. So this is superfluous. So this is superfluous. So Bishwene, according to Rabbi Yisrael, we will enter Rabbi Akiva. So Yosef Mishnah Sayyidil tells us that only in the case of Gula Sacherim, Gula Sacherim, the Korachin of Yisrael, really, so yes, the service to Yisrael. But in the case of Gula's training, he goes free right now, and Rav Akiva just reversed. But according to Rebbe, why did the Torah say if he's able to tell us that he's Yitze? According to Rebbe, so Vinui Goyal means, Vinui Goyal Beila means, Bein al Bechayim, Bein al Chayim, Nir al Chayim, No Bechayim Ledim. So then he has to work for the Yichovim till the end. That's already mentioned. So why did the Torah have to say again? You said him. You bring my awesome bush and eat the Yichovim. I eat it. I hope I am my own fish. I eat it. But see the Korachim as I eat it. Boil all the time. Yotzo mishata yin veiyo. Veiyo Yichovim sheesh nitachas yodeyacho. O eat the Yichovim sheesh nitachas yodeyacho. I'm glad to see my actual asker and I was not that day. In other words, we have to deal with him honestly and not to manipulate, you know, and to confuse him, mix him up so that he'll think that Yichon will think that he really is entitled to go out. In other words, guess what Akim is also. Even if he's Kodesh Lachatim. Now, there is no time to learn the teaching. But for tomorrow, should go over. The more of a comment about their lack of my question, that in itself is very complicated. the Mishnah that if you do on the Aleph, in Peir Tin Loim Adidas Hamukhsi, in Loim Kishal Gaboyim, and then the Sukhi of the Lore, up to the two dots, up to Amin, Tanya Rapid of the Yoya, but you should also go by this member of Rapid of the Yoya. Do not give Sheish to Hashem after all the Yosef. Up to after all the Yosef. Up to after all the Yosef. And in order to simplify it, if you go over in the Rambam, is there the Chutam Shulash of Chaim Voloshinari in this narrative? There is a very long tshuva from Chaim Voloshinari to the Kapula Rov of Yomdek, I think, about this Rambam. Now the Rambam, in connection with Masreach Tzemeches, now the Rambam says here one thing, that everything Torah should be Zoyah, so the Chil Hashem's would be reduced to a minimum. The Rambam says that if somebody invades the taxes, so then he's a Gazlan. Gazlan money. If he doesn't pay the right income tax, so is the Gazlan. The Rambam is Perkei Mihilches Zile Vardeide Halocha Tesvon. Halocha Tesvon. The Rambam does not refer to the American income tax. He refers to the taxes that were levied by the sinning soil upon the Jews. Not to mention of the American. And then she samachtes cheshmishpe sivo the Mechaber and Ramo, and just looking to the Be'er Avot. In the Machlokes between the Ramo and the Be'er Avot. It all has to do with Havrach HaSameches. And also, you should look up in Cheshmishto. Simen Reish Gimel. Reish Gimel. Silvayes. Silvayes. What is it? No, Sivau. That goes from all. In Israel, Shoyachai of Reakum, Umeis. In Inakum, Leben, Ze, in Chayav, Vifreya, Liyashu. There's the Mordechai in our study. In our study. So the Mordechai says in the name of the Rav Yom, and the Ramo Paschal, that if let's say, a Yisrael borrowed, let's say, $1,000 from any Chavi, and then the Chavi died, and he left the Isaac, and Akum Yerush is only about Taylor. So if the son knows about it, and the Israel doesn't pay out the debt to the son, then he's a Gazan. But if he doesn't know, then he's not a Gazan. By Israel, if he doesn't know, he's a Gazan. But by Akum, there's a difference.
Shir Mem Aleph in Kedushin by the Shishua Yudal Tzivan Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, June 3rd, 1985, on Monday.
When I would come here, I believe that after Hashem Yomo or Baki, we come in situation to have it out. Here is the compress. Even when you go in, you will be stabbed the other way. When after Hashem Yomo or Baki, in other words, to manipulate, to release, before you, we came out. Typically, we see the fish up in the nail. The fish up in the nail. The shas in the nail. At shas. And he will be with home fish that we lecho. We try it. Because the Gemara says in the Lekame. That Kufir Gimel. So, אמר רב שמעון, לא זה דור אשכה בעתיד, כי שבו מסביר מנהל לגדו עקום שהוא עושה, תמורים הרחי מין כעגול אותי עליו. שו נשכנו לייצא, יוכל מיגוי ואוב, תמורים המחיש אבים כנאו, ידאג דה כנאו. So, so the Chabakidah learns out the black in Zosea from the Potsu, the Chishat in the Nehru. That's also in Evadimri. But here, the Gemara says, the Chedah learns it out from the Yosef in the Nehru. So what can we say? So we could say, maybe that's a Pesukim. The Potsu of the Chishat in the Nehru implies that the Nakum Shein ain't tachas your name. So, you're not allowed to die. But this person, of Yotam Shasayim, they will advise us that he's the Nakum that is always tachas your name. So, he's still not allowed to die. So he says, no, that we couldn't say. Because how could we say that the Tosi, the Tishan Tinoi, has reference to a Nakum that is not always tachas your name? Then, he will not allow himself, you know, to be cheated. The Yishleima, so they said, Ilachana, we need both, because if we had built the process of the Chishapun Kedeo, I would say, only in an Aku, that is, any Kovish Tachachadim, we are not allowed to doubt. But, and Akum that is from Shachar Beinu, we are allowed to gather. Shachamash Kulon, the process of Yosef is not a Yehbe, the team and Akum that is from Shachar Beinu, we are still not allowed to gather. And, but then yes, how can the process of the Tisha Mugineo be a Shachar Beinu, the Akum that is if he didn't come to Shachar Beinu, he will not allow himself to be cheated. The answer is, sometimes it's possible to cheat someone who is in the Kovr Shachar Beinu. Yeshein Adinu Osam Aramineh, the mind reading, Chom Shein Tavila. Yos, but then, in the same time, Shachar Beinu, so he's free not to let himself be deceived. And be nisa. The also calling me now, Shemidino, yes, I didn't wait to call him. He deals and he shmei a recabulo of the tale. I will be calling him, she has a deho, have a really amazing recall. So we just tell him, you go out, come ask him, hoko, dice, shall I help him? Ye look to the parish. Lema, shakim, yohali, see, bao, koke, luitobio, bakiki. Do we eat a yellow bean, shower, and a kiss? Oh, so in other words, so what does he say? That we need both. The Pesuk of the Chishuv Kedeo tells us that the Nakum that is in the Kovish Tachachadim, so Xeru Asa. And the Postle of Yosef Shazayim tells us the Tidna Nakum, that is Kovish Tachachadim, so Xeru Asa. So it's the Akhav Abdi Tzidu Chishat Mikadeh, the Dashino Ishi, the Dagdi Tzidu, the Yechisawa, the Akhav Tishayim Tachachadeh. So how can we say sometimes he can outsmart him, you know, outwit him, yeah, and he will act as if, you know, that he is really very accurate. And the Akum is making a mistake. So that's what the Pasuk tells us we're not allowed to do. Vim Tema. Ibe Yichichom Shesh Tachashe Becho Mashayach Eidah. The normal Named Dibu Chav. That is a very strange question. Because in Gesel, what do you mean normal Dibu Chav? Because Gesel is also, what can you catch in the face? What can you catch in this head? Then they did the terrace, which Luna has an author, she is holding the Pia Hollow, and those are the ways of Neha and Fame, who are constant washing the evil, she told them that. What kind of talk is that? The catching is strange, and the terrace is also strange. What is this he say here? What can you catch in this head? He says, yes, it has a name. So why is this? How can the Torah say that we're not allowed to govern? Because the Torah says we're not allowed to govern, and so we don't understand. You are kind of Nikashis. But if you look over the before and the taste of Soros, so you will see that what Jesus means is, I'll leave it among the Oma, the Gezel Akum is good. Because there is a Machoikis in Gimor, where the Gezel Akum is in the Tel, Gezel Akum in the Gosa. So, what's the pshat in the Torah of the fish in Geneo? So why should by the divri be yourself? In the Teretz. You long with the cloud, Gizlakim is moved there. In the Teretz, Yeshua, the Rocher, she is holding for two hours. He knows how many boys are in Mecha, Dufay, but of course, it was me, she told him that. She told him that. Now, what's the pshat here? But Gizlakim is bitter. But here it's us. Why? Because the Akum rely on it. So what does that mean? Gizlakim is mutter, so it's mutter. So you need to rely on it. And what does this mean? That if he didn't rely on him, then Gizlakim is mutter. But only when you rely on it. Where is the Talakha mentioned? Where is the Talakha mentioned? Now, let's see. A similar kasha is raised by Tesis in Bonitie and by Tesis in Chayos. And let's see what Tesis says in Chayos and Bonitie. So this is Aloha that the Tipeya is working, so he has the right to eat. Let's say he's doing some work in the processing of the food. So in the course of his work, he's allowed to eat from the crop in which he does work. That's the pshat nikos. So the modern Messiah said, "Be careful, Rachel." So that means Rachel, be careful, Rachel. The word be careful now. Now there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva in the pshat in this verse. Careful, Rachel. The word be careful. Rashi says, because the Torah can put the tell your holy city. So the payout has the right there on the spot to eat from the crop. But to put in, let's say, some apples or some fruit into his basket and take it home and eat it at home, that is not allowed. That's the pshat of the tell your holy city. So the more it says, Kisori Kyan Reachal, and then the Torah can put the Kyan Reachal Sitten. So the Pshat is the Reachal of Lo Shalachu, only if he works in the Mishus, if he works for the Balad Bayis, his oil. So then the Peyal is not allowed to put the same food that he is allowed to eat there to put it in the basket. But if he works for a hobby, so then, the same food, instead of eating it the right there on the spot, he can put it in the basket. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ritva in Shemukul Betzes, the Pshat is simple. In other words, not that it relates to Melchior Chalisi, but he said the Karim Reacho, so he had this use, a right to eat, so only in the if you work for a soil, you have the right to eat. But if you work for an apple, you don't have the right to eat. That's the pshat according to the Ritva. Alright. So the Gemara is a kasha. He will mandoma gezlak in Mosk. Now let's say according to Rashi. How do you use the call? I'm most ashamed of explaining the Gemara like Rashi, not like that. So we understand as to why the Torah has to mention that that by Shalachum, so you are even allowed to put it in your basket. When do we say, oh, can you call it sit in the basket now? That's Bikyan Reach. But if you work for a hobby, so you are even allowed to put it in your kale, in your basket. Hold it, Mando, about the Gezalachum. Is Mutter, why do you need this special dose of person that you are allowed to put in the basket, is allowed to double the akum? Also, so I mean, so why Dapke putting it in the basket here by pair? Just the Gemara is. So the Gemara says, Moike will be kevin a yach of the Lui shall have it. The Lui shall have it. So, according to Mandoma Gizlachim in Mutea, so the Reacho comes to tell us that if Peyal works for Hekdesh, he's not allowed to eat. So, that then the pshat is, even according to Rashi, like the pshat of the Ritva. You see, the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva is in respect to Akhav, but in respect to Hekdesh, everybody agrees that the pshat is like, this is Rashi's pshat and this is Tate's pshat. Most the Ritva explains it differently. Why is the Ritva explained differently? Because when Gemara says, we shall Hekdesh, there it means that by Hekdesh, he doesn't have the right to eat. So why is the Rosh Hashanah should also have the same meaning? Oh, so how does the Ritva explain the Gemara's kasha? Ki yichel non yoma. Get laku zosa. So the melee, if get laku zosa, I don't know, I'll do the Ritva. Ki yichel non yoma. Get laku mosk, pay on shikul nima, di wachen anu yeichal, di achshel rabbi ne ki gezel, ki di yu ab ba mitzvel, elo, na noma, ze mute am aiko nima, di shoyim if we say get laku mitz osea, so then we can understand, ki sorry di kyan reachal, reachal na loisha laku, if the pay all works for me, holy, so then he has no school for the yin. Right there in the spot. Why should an Akum be more humble than Israel? If the Torah gave his schools to the Jew to meet of the Israelites, why should he have the same schools to meet of an Akum? The answer is because the Akum is not in the Torah to meet at all. So, but according to one of the Akum is in the Torah, how can the Torah say, you're not allowed to eat, you're allowed to gather? Even if he hadn't been there, he would be allowed to gather. So the fact that they declare makes him the Ruah. So the Gemara says, according to that Mandoma, it's Riach of the Lashon. That's the Gemara. Now, so Tate says, Esik Hashem. Now, so one thing I want to point out. The Rashi says, Hini from Mandoma, get lacking in Zosha. So Rashi says, Pirish the Kunfes, Mitzvuktai Bagiz Lomar. Where is the Machlekes when the Gevachim is Osa? Or Gevachim is Mutea. The Machlekes is in Hagiz Lomar. That could be in. Because you also have to know, we show at first all Gose, about Zil and Mamish, maybe Kula Almo de Osa. There the Machlekes is, but at first all Gose is. But Gez Lomamish, everybody there admits that it's us. So, and here the Gemara means get a mamish, because here we're talking about taking away, let's say, food that he works out. You know. So it's get a mamish. Eleanor, it would entirely come on the amkabe. He can be sure it's the Rosy mamish. The machlekes is the amkabe that could fill out. Alright? Yes? The Rishon Nondoma gets lakum is also a miche. Miche. So the Torah says that inasmuch as you are not allowed to gather an akum, but by his oil he has a schus, so it's not gezel. But by akum he doesn't have this schus, so it really is gezel. But the Kol Nondoma gets lakum is mutea, too he doesn't have this schus. So without schusim, he's allowed to gather. Vim Tema, remind Omar that Lakum Mutea, my ordinary record of the Fishak in Kinei. In the Ashino Magid of Basper, in Dagbek in Kinei, Shavu Yigu in Olo, the Yodo of Bakitin, the Gorash Nerosom, the Gezlak in Mosa. The letter in Nima of Israeli, the Choir of Kishirom, the Kipal Atmon, the Kinei Hakama called the Eight to be able, if they to be able, but the Akin in the Hemorotis. The same Kash, what will we do in the process of the Mephishat in Geneo? Oh, the Yotzer Mishasayeg, I mean, it's making a difference. The Yesh Reina, the Hilche, the Niko, the Nike, Chilu Hashem, made the Yotzer, Sheakusim Bota Cholov, the Leysin Leikol Sore, the Habe Chilu Hashem, Imoyu Yitzi, the Chazoke, Kedem Ayin. So, the same character is here. But there are a few more words here. I mean, the same text as in Gushin, but here in Domitia there are a few more words. Here in Gushin text it doesn't mention Kovashi. He says, Shakusi Bota Kolot. Shakusi. And here he says the same thing, but he puts in the three extra words. The Ishlema of the Heicha, the Yitachil Hashem, made the Yosef, Shakusi, Bitea Cholot, the Masonry, Koschore, the Habechil Hashem, in the Yetze, the Chazoke Kedmanim. So what is the shopping piece? So it's obvious that the shopping piece is in Gushin. He is the same as he says in the Messiah. Is that right? This is in Chayres. It's the same cash. Chayres of Yudim. Kimandoma, that is given in vain. Gezrakumuta, Pirisha Kuntres, Plukte Bagizobasta, Behune Schmeiz in the Hosom, Mucha Vyosa. Again, that has nothing to do with what first. Our voice is really. Avo, we feel doubt, he says, Tani Gezro, Gozo, Gona, the Kinfastea, Yisroel, the Akumut. There is a more in Sanhedrin in the Bryce that says, and Achbeneach is Musa and Gezel. So what does it mean Gezel? Gezel goes on Gonach and Fasteya. In other words, he's not allowed to take a Fasteya in the Ramah. And he's oil, so they're the heta of Kibush Mokhome. But the whole being of Kibush Mokhome is Shayach to his oil, not in the Neach. So he's also. So he says, his oil be Akumuta. So in other words, so that's why I say, call to the Ramah, that Gezlachum is Muta. Gezlachum is Muta. Unifere kam kabel namoma, chabu mishre gzele shalakum, vichabu mishre eishke, gabere yachav yachich. Because there is one tane. Now, now, in Beishin, the Torah says, Loisashe kesfeyacho de loisigze. Loisolim pula soche ritra deik. So the Torah says, Loisashe kesfeyacho. Now it says, hey. Got this pula soche. Sashik sochil oni vehdi miachecho oin geicho asha vearzecho bishorecho. So one time in Namkabel says, one time, now we have reyacho in Beishin is Sashik is reyacho, and here we have miachecho. So it's in Maitakum. It's in Maitakum. Now machecho is Maitakum, not the Beishon, because the Torah says, when Gilcha shall be outsecho bishorecho. So Gilcha shall be outsecho means Yatzeret. Bishorecho means Yatesha. So Meachecho is Maitaku. So why do we need two new things? Meachecho to be Maitaku. We sashuk sokron in the Ebbe Meachecho. And then we have another posse of the sashuk is Reacho or Isitze. To be Meachi Akum, so Chavri Mute Zilei, the Chavri Mute Eishke. So that is the Mandoma, that Tanin and Kabe is the Mandoma alone, that Akum is Muta, because he is Numai Gezel also. From one posse, he is Numai just Eishke, And from the other person, he is reviling. Gave a mamish. So that's the mandoma, not the mandoma in Murakami. Because in Murakami, all the Tanoi agree that Gezo mamish was. But, Achlike sees in regard to, of course, how was it? Machlike sees in regard to, of course, how was it? So this is what Tisa said. So that is what Isa says in prayers, what Isa says in the Mitzir of desire. So there Isa mentions Chil Hashem. So there in Dushi also means, when he says here in Dushi, the Hikha Shagavashim, talking to the people, not only boys,